T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. It's at 7:30 here on this Tuesday morning, 64 degrees. A 54-year-old Wichita man who admitted he led a drug ring has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Federal prosecutors announced that Daniel Nicholson was sentenced Monday after pleading guilty to conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. Nicholson admitted in his plea that he bought meth outside of Kansas and used a network of subordinates to store and distribute the drugs in Wichita. Investigators found 27 pounds of methamphetamine when they searched Nicholson's home. They also found $31,952 in cash.
The Wichita City Council holding a workshop today. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
A busy time with budgets, and I know part of our workshop's going to focus on the budget process and what the feedback we're getting from the community, because for the second year in a row, we're going to end up with a budget surplus. And so we're asking the community, how would you like to see your budget surplus spent?
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A pair of siblings arrested for burglary after a break-in at Wichita Northwest High School, 13th and Tyler. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says this happened early Saturday when a security guard noticed the 26-year-old man and his 27-year-old brother inside the school.
Officers arrived and contacted the men as they were exiting the school with two fans. The men were arrested and booked into jail without incident.
Investigators believe the suspects got into the high school through an opening in the roof.
A new government report shows just how far behind the Kansas winter wheat harvest is from normal.
The National Agriculture Statistics Service reported Monday that just 5% of the wheat in the state has been cut. That is far less than the 48% that was harvested at this time a year ago and the 36% five-year average. Widespread rains have left many fields too soggy to cut, but the wheat itself is also developing more slowly than usual. The agency reports that only 47% of it has matured, well behind the 82% that had matured by this time last year. Wheat condition was rated 4% very poor, 12% poor, 28% fair, 43% good, and 13% excellent. Planting of soybeans, sorghum, and sunflowers are also running slower than normal in Kansas. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
President Trump says he'll delay deportation operations aimed at undocumented migrant families.
President Trump delayed scheduled raids on illegal immigrant families, but said they would go forward if Democrats do not approve changes to asylum laws. Speaker Nancy Pelosi appealed to the president and spoke about their conversation.
Look, I'm a mom. I had 5 kids, 9 grandchildren, and your children are scared. You're scaring the children of America.
But Congress has struggled with illegal immigration for years, and next week is the 4th of July recess, so lawmakers would need to cut a deal this week. On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
The plaintiffs in a federal lawsuit are shining a light on what they claim are the dubious practices of the generic drug industry.
They say drug company reps used code words like playing nice in the sandbox and fluff pricing in a collusion scheme to coordinate price hikes and divvy up market share. The suit claims drug makers operated for many years under an agreement not to compete with each other and instead settle for a fair share of the market to avoid pushing prices down through competition. Lawyers say at one point, one of the company reps urged others to talk on the phone only, writing "no emails, please," in an attempt to cover their tracks. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Mostly clear in Wichita with plenty of sunshine today. We get to 90 for the high this afternoon with a southwest wind. Some thunderstorms will roll our way late tonight and overnight. A few could be on the strong side with a low 68. And then breezy tomorrow, Wednesday's high 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 5 miles per hour, 64 degrees with Steve and Ted. 7:36 here on this Tuesday morning, June 25th. Partly cloudy, muggy Monday across south central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature was 84 degrees, not too bad. Normal high for the date is 90, so we were just a little bit below normal for this time of year. Ted, looks like warm weather's on the way from the forecast we're getting this morning.
Yep, temperatures in the 90s for the next week.
They call it a foodie call. A new study reveals that about a third of women date a man just to get a free meal. And they're not really attracted to the man at all. They want to get some chow.
Oh, boy.
And so they will go out with a guy, even if they're not attracted to him. What do you think about that?
You got to eat.
I got a feeling that that's happened to many of us. They say a third of women say they'll do it. And I was just recollecting, last week my wife and I celebrated our 49th wedding anniversary on the 18th. And I was just thinking about when we met as she was at work, and she'd put in about a 14-hour day on the job there. And
illegal?
I said, well, not in those days. I think she got about $1 an hour. But I said, hey, you must be hungry after being here like this. I know I am. This is like at midnight. She's closing the place up, you know. I said, wow.
She's closing the place up, and you're still loitering.
I'm loitering. And I said, wow, why don't you let me take you out? I'll get you some breakfast. How's that? And she readily said, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So we went to the pancake house and had a breakfast and started getting to know each other. Because that was in December of 1969.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to say, for my part, I was attracted, but I got to say it could have been the foodie call of them all for her. I mean, she probably looks like, hey, yeah, I'm hungry. The dude's got a car. Let's go get some chow.
Well, but it turned into something.
Foodie call. Wonder how many women would admit to doing that. It sounds kind of cold and calculating.
A little bit, but, you know, like I said, you got to eat.
On the other hand,
someone else is picking up the bill.
Somebody's picking up the bill.
So much the better.
You might as well. All right. It's 7:38.
It's kind of depressing, though.
The foodie call.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Well, I'm doing fine. Where are we eating? Well,
yeah,
okay.
Okay.
it's been so many years since I've been in the dating world.
But let's face it. That's pretty much what every couple does.
What's that?
They hang out and pretty much discuss where they're going to eat.
Yeah.
What the next meal is.
So?
That's pretty much what.
Young romance has nothing to do with it, right? Let's have a pizza.
Right. Ooh.
Sounds good, huh? 7:39, Steve and Ted. We don't, you and I don't eat breakfast traditionally. Or Jad. I mean, the kind of hours we work don't lend themselves to doing that. And so we don't. I drink my coffee, and you have, what do you have? You got something to drink today?
No.
You really don't do anything. You don't eat anything.
I really don't.
You just kind of come in and work. It's kind of interesting. All right.
I sit here and daydream about, you know, sausage and gravy and gravy and biscuits.
Oh, man.
But it never really materialized. At Christmas, the kids have dreams of sugar plums.
And
I have dreams of biscuits and gravy dancing through my head.
Oh, okay. This is kind of personal. What is your favorite breakfast? If you could just have a favorite breakfast, what would it be?
I like a good old sausage cheese omelet.
Sausage cheese omelet. Oh, okay. That's good. I like an omelet. Something with eggs. Hash browns is what I like. I'm not that big on pancakes or waffles, but hash browns. And some eggs.
As long as we got sausage involved,
you're a sausage
that
person?
That ups my interest level.
All right. The foodie call. All right, 7:40 now. Steve, did postal carriers are known to have occasionally to battle a dog or not to mention rain, snow, heat, and the gloom of night.
Oh, yes.
But since the postal creed doesn't mention snakes, a carrier decided to draw the line at the slithery reptile that turned up on a delivery route. This happened when the carrier, this is in North Carolina, the carrier found a snake perched on a mailbox sunning itself. Postal worker decided it would be good not to deliver the goods.
I'm going to draw a hard pass on that.
Well, the snake was still around. Eventually, the snake was removed from the rescue. When the rescue workers arrived, they grabbed it and released the reptile in some nearby woods. So, you got a snake on a mailbox, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, because
nothing important here. I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll go try it again tomorrow.
All right. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. A possible delay in getting the 737 MAX back in the air. Bill's going to tell us about that. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.